The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Actor, game show host. Yeah, everything, by the way, this guy does.
Split second. New season is out right now on the Game Show Network, and the host is John Michael Higgins.
Hi, John.
Welcome back.
Thanks, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
We're good.
John, we're from the same generation, so you remember the original Split Second. I remember I used to watch it as a kid, and what I liked about the original Split Second is the five cars. Remember that at the end?
I do. Yeah, but they give you, we don't do that on our show.
I know. I watched your show the other night knowing I was going to talk to you. And you're right. It was like a $10,000 thing at the end, but it wasn't a car.
Yeah, I think there's the new thinking on game shows in the last 20 years or so is that giving cars away, it feels off story, they say. It had nothing to do with anything that's gone before. Like, where did the car come from?
So, I got it. Yeah.
You want to tell a one long narrative as opposed to stopping after Act 3 and then just doing something strange and different. Besides, okay. We also know that people, if you offer them a lollipop, people will play for their lives. You don't have to have a car wing in front of you.
But my favorite part about looking at those old clips when you got the car, it's a brand new Chrysler LeBaron valued at $4,200.
Also, they used to say, like, give you a car key, right? And you have to figure out which car it is. And, of course, they're giving you the car for the gremlin, the key for the gremlin.
The gremlin, yeah. My mom had a gremlin. John, you're obviously a really funny actor and a funny guy. How do you keep yourself, because you're a professional game show guy too, obviously, because you've done a lot of these. America Says you did for 5 years, now Split Second. How do you keep yourself, because I know you're talking to just nice people that want to win, but a lot of their stories not interesting. And at the end, the one I was watching, she says she's going to go somewhere for $10,000, and you're just being really nice and gregarious. And I know you want to say something smart-ass, but you can't, right?
Often, yes. Although I always feel for these contestants because, you know, it's such a long day for them. It's hard to get on one of these shows, and they end up having to sit around for so long and eat Oreos or whatever is all around, you know. And it's like, it's such a pain for them. So every time they step onto the stage, I'm like, I feel like, you know, I have a sort of a host nervousness, like literal, like party host saying, like, are you having a good time?
Yeah.
Well, this one girl, if you probably remember, she said if she won the $10,000, she wanted to go to New Zealand because she's a big Game of Thrones fan or something like that, or Hobbit or something like that, some nerdy thing. And you're just keeping a straight face saying, good luck. And I'm thinking, man, you want to say something. I know you do.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes dreams are a little, it would be more than $10,000. And every now and then I'll mention that. I'll say, well, that, you know, that'll get you to the airport and back.
Well, that's good. So you're allowed to do that a little bit.
I mean, a good game show host, like yourself, makes the job look real easy, but I would think that would be the most difficult part. It's because you're an improv guy, just maintaining your focus and moving the show ahead when you really want to go off on something.
Oh, that's absolutely true. Yes, you know, for one, every one thing they say, I've got, three jokes pop up in my head. And, you just have to sift through them quickly and not, and choose the right one. You don't want to embarrass anyone or insult them or anything like that. And it's so easy these days to just, step slightly to the left and get, and hurt somebody or, say something you don't want to say. It's tricky when you're doing a live type thing with real people. I mean, our show is edited, so they can always fix it. But you know what? My policy is, be nice. Just enjoy people because it just makes a better show.
Well, give us an example of something you had to
John Michael Higgins with us.
Something I had to edit at one time. Because I think if I were hosting a game show, I would stumble over the questions a lot, and we'd have to do a lot of do-overs.
Oh, even that! Oh, the final minute there when they answer the questions, right? Go ahead.
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, when there's a timer on it, it's always very difficult because you have to, as a host, you have to go fast, but you can't go so fast that the people can't get it on their ear. You know what I mean? Right. And it's a fine balance. And actually, that in radio too, it's a tricky balance. But at the same time, you have X many questions, and it's designed to be slightly too many questions for that amount of time. That's the whole point of a bonus round. It's harder, So you have to be clear, and the audience has to understand it, but it has to be challenging for the player. That's been a very interesting balance for me about game shows. I never did game shows in my career, which had been long well before I started doing game shows, but those little things never occurred to me in my other jobs. I never had to think about that type of stuff.
Did the strike affect game shows?
No. Most of them are not on a different contract than the SAG or the WGA contracts. Every now and then, some game shows have straight WGA writing rooms, but mine doesn't. So we were fine. We were actually able to shoot during the strike.
Now, first of all, we all love you as an actor. So when can we see you again on the small screen or the big screen?
I have a few things that are sort of, being edited and posted at this point. You never know. I don't ever know what they're called because that's the marketing department. It's so funny. People say, what are you in next? Or they stop me at the grocery store. I have no idea. It could be anything.
How many shows do you shoot a day for Split Second?
Split Second, we do usually five, but America says I was doing six, so that was hard. That's a long day.
How many days a week? How many days a week?
Five.
Oh my God! So you can bank a bunch of them then, right?
Well, we make a lot of shows. Well, it's a strip show; it's on every day, and so you need a lot of content. We make a lot of content. It's I have a feeling though, it may be a younger man's game. I'm thinking.
How long a day is that for you then? Because you got to probably change clothes between shows.
Yeah, the day isn't terribly long, but it just is. It's nonstop. I have literally minutes to spare to sit down and have a cup of coffee or whatever it is. So that's the tricky part, I think. It isn't so much we have a normal, it feels like an 8-9 hour work day, something like that, like most people, but it just never stops. It just goes. And when they give me lunch, I just have to get flat on my back and lights out, because I won't make it through the afternoon.
We're lucky enough. We have a four-hour work day, so no big deal. Sorry about that.
But it's nonstop. And it's crazy, and I change clothes every hour.
Yeah. You don't need to. Yeah. Just so you don't need to do that.
Right. John Michael Higgins, The Split Second, is on the Game Show Network, of course. And it's a great show. And like I said, it was one of my favorite ones as a kid, so I'm starting to watch it now. Plus, I like what you do, so...
I like the old one. There's two of the old ones. There's one with Tom Kennedy. I don't know if that's the one you guys were watching. But
that was the one. Yeah, like I said.
That was the one back in the day, right?
That's the one I'm thinking of because we were all born about the same time. So that's the one I'm talking about, exactly.
Same day, same room. There was a Tom Kennedy one, and Monty Hall developed the show. He actually created it, I think. Yeah, and then he did a version up in Canada, which is also pretty good, you know. Monty Hall's an interesting guy. And so was Tom Kennedy. I think they're both deceased now, but they were a big ad for us. They were great.
All right, John, thank you for calling. Appreciate it, man. Good luck with the show. And when you figure out what the project you're in, let's talk again about something
else. Yeah, we always enjoy talking to you, so let's do it again.
All right.
I only know when I'm done with it, so how can you guys call? Right. Always
thank
nice
you. To thank you, John. Appreciate right. it. Take care, man. John Michael Higgins.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So a woman died a horrible way. With a ruptured vagina, and not the normal way you'd think that would happen.
Yeah, no, this is terrible.
It is
genital
terrible,
rupture.
Off a jet ski, right?
Yeah.
That sounds like a metal band.
Yeah.
It does.
This actually
we
happened.
Are genital rupture.
This actually happened in Russia like a couple years ago, but there it was in July of 20. So it was this last summer this happened, but the guy is now facing charges, her husband.
Did he throw her off the jet ski, or just were they messing around?
So this was near Russia's border with Kazakhstan. They were in a river. The lady and her husband were on the jet ski. He goes, so the victim was riding on the back of the jet ski. The guy hit the gas, and she fell off. And the...
Which you can do, by the way. Those things are fast.
Did the exhaust...
The tail of water that gets shot out the back of those things.
It's a hardcore douche, man.
That's a pressure washer there.
They called it a hydraulic injury that it hit her in the vagina.
Had it hit her directly in there. Mm-hmm.
And caused her genitals to rupture, and she died the next day in the hospital.
Hit in the genitals by a water hammer. Is what they called it.
It was meant to be. Jesus said that.
It's part of the plan.
Part of the plan, man.
Right? She got the genital rupture stamp at birth.
Oh, did you get a look at the whole story, Tyler?
Done.
It's
my husband was 52.
It's kind of tragic.
Oh, she hot? Yeah.
Yeah, she's 49-year-old woman.
Well, and it's sad for the guy too, because what do you just dock the jet ski then?
Well, I think they called it.
I'm with Nick. Jet skis are fun.
They're so fun.
Yeah.
But he's being charged now.
So if you're into that extreme sex, draw the line at water hammer.
Yeah.
I know some people are thinking, water hammer sure sounds good right about now. No.
I don't think he should be charged.
Causing death by negligence is the charge.
It's a horrible accident, man.
Yeah. People fall off jet skis all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't intentional, was it?
It doesn't seem like it.
Well, he wouldn't also. She's not going to get. I mean, he could get hurt falling in the water or going a certain speed, but he's not assuming the water hammer is going to pound that vagina so hard that she's going to die.
It says the guy took a turn, the woman could not stay on the jet ski, fell into the water, and at that moment, her husband hit the gas and she sustained a serious hydraulic injury. So
hadn't hit the gas.
She'd be
fine.
There
would have been no water hammer.
Right. It was him hitting the gas at the very moment she fell off, and, you know, just crazy circumstances. Everything was lined up, and
we gotta be careful next time we give pussy ride on one of these things.
Yeah.
He's got to, it could blow away.
He's the kind of guy that would like a water hammer.
Right. Yeah. Your balls might protect you in that situation. Yeah.
I don't think I want to get hit in the balls with a water hammer.
No.
Well, I don't think it might not rupture. It might not go in.
Oh, you know what I did? Speaking of getting hit in the balls, you know that, what are those things called? The massage guns. Yeah.
Oh, the Theragun?
We got one of those.
I got one of those too.
Those are nice.
Yeah, they're nice. And I'm doing my thighs the other day, and I'm going down. I'm doing my butt cheeks, it's sore, and I go to around the back, and I hit my nut for a second.
Oh, no.
Oh, do not do, I don't do that.
That sounds like the worst.
Although, I contend there are some people that would like that.
I just imagine your head kicking back like that guy who squashed his nut.
That's what happened, puss. Exactly. I mean, I went, nah! And my wife was sitting on the couch with my daughter, and I'm going, what happened? I go, oh, I hit my nuts. Just for a split second.
That's enough.
But here was the deal, though, because those Theraguns feel great, you know.
Yeah, those things are really nice.
Massaging my butt cheek, and it felt really good. And it went from feeling really good to my nut just getting tapped with that.
How much your Theragun cost you? Because I looked into those, and they were like $500-$600.
No, there's other brands.
Yeah, they make two or three different models of that.
We got the $300 one, Tom.
Yeah, I think that's about what
and
that.
And that does the job?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's top quality, nice. And just keep it away from your nuts.
Another thing I keep seeing in my social media news feed is apparently they think I need an infrared sauna blanket, which appeals to me.
What would that do?
Well, it just makes you sweat, and you don't have to get the $7,000 infrared sauna. You just get inside basically what looked to me.
Oh, that looks cool. How much is that?
What I've seen on the ads is it's a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
And I got $100, maybe more. But I like the idea of the infrared sauna.
I do, too. It feels good. But you go to the gym and you
But I don't want to spend $8,000 to install one in my basement.
No, I know. They're expensive.
But, you think your dogs would like the sauna?
No, probably not.
I'd kill a dog.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Because the infrared sauna also, I guess, burns calories. I've been in one before, but, you know, that was at a shop.
That Theragun thing, Todd, is great. And whatever they call those things, yeah, they're really nice, yeah.
Yeah, Theragun's the like known name brand, but there's a few.
I think
that
might be the one I have. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Yeah, for a while.
But there's no note saying keep it away from your nuts.
The social media ads.
Right, they should.
We're sure I wanted a cold tub. You know, they were selling
those. Yeah, I've seen those too.
$6,000 cold tubs.
Yeah.
So you don't have to refresh it with ice all the time.
I like the idea of one, but.
$6,000, scares me away.
Yeah. Yeah.
That thing probably feels pretty good on the chode, but that's a little close to the balls for comfort.
No, it doesn't because that's a powerful.
Oh, it's a jackhammer.
You got one of those. It's a jackhammer. I think the chode might not feel good.
I thought he was going to say he hit himself in the butt with it, and then it's like now a new obsession unlocked. Yeah.
If the chode is you know, fully blood. then it would hurt.
Engorged.
Yeah.
There's different attachments you can put on it. I don't think you want like the three pronged one, but there's not
an auto suck that goes on there. Although there should be.
Yeah, there's like a fleshlight attachment.
Yeah,
$400 for the infrared sauna blanket. The one I'm looking at Amazon right now.
Just get a Theragun instead. That's a better use of your money.
You'd use it more probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sauna blanket, that sounds awful. A heated blanket?
Pretty much.
I like it when it's like a little cool.
But how do they clean those off? Because you're going to have that on and you're going to sweat inside that. So how do you clean that off?
Good question.
It's probably got some sort of plastic, you know, coating or something on it.
But then it's got sweat laying in there, though.
You got to clean it up once in a while, I would assume.
Water's going to drip off your toes into the bottom of that blanket.
Yeah, I would assume you have to dump it out after every use.
Yeah.
There's going to be a puddle inside that thing.
And you just cover up with this while you're sleeping?
Yeah. I haven't seen that yet.
So I hate sweating when I sleep.
No, you don't sleep with it on, right, Todd? No, it's a sauna, basically.
Okay, it appears that when they get inside the sauna blanket, they put a towel down first to absorb some of the sweat, but that's not going to get it all.
No.
No.
If you farted underneath that thing, you would think you crapped yourself.
you would cook that fart immediately.
Oh, yeah. Oh, then it's covered in vomit.
What are you doing over there? I'm losing weight and baking farts.
You're like a lethal Dutch oven.
I'm burning calories here.
Losing weight and baking farts in the morning. I love those guys. They were a good show back in the day.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.